I don't know, because the Eurogroup now is in a meeting. They have a teleconference. But I understand that Mr. Venizelos have again felt a lot of pressure for different issues than the previous days. So he was very pressed, and we all are very pressed, and we can really understand why there is no end in this new again and again request.
Mr. Venizelos sounded a bit more than just pressed. You know, he complained that Greece was constantly being given new terms and conditions. And obviously there is, you know, fear on his part that there are countries that just don't want Greece to be part of the Eurozone anymore.
It is 2 years now that Greece is in a kind of a war. We have a recession for 5 years. We have a decrease of 20% of GDP, which is really something like a war. And we have new packages of austerity measures. For the time being, we have no results. I mean, people cannot see anything. Although they have done so much, they cannot see anything, and the recession becomes deeper and deeper. But we have decided to go on and to implement all these measures because we knew very well that the fiscal situation in the country was terrible and that we want to stay in Europe and in the Eurozone. So we did all this because we insist that Greece has to be in the Eurozone. But there must be an end. And for people, the feeling is enough. And in the parliament, the situation is really very difficult. There is almost a catastrophe in all parties, big and small. So I think that everybody, I mean, at the European level and the European leaders, have to understand that, okay, we are ready to implement what we have agreed, but we cannot have new conditions and new ideas and new proposals on the table. We cannot accept it anymore.
So who's going to call an end to it? Is it going to be the Eurozone finance ministers, or is it going to be Greece? You've said that people are feeling enough is enough. Is the time coming when Greece might walk away from the negotiating table?
This is not something that Greece wants. And for the time being, we have tried to be okay with our commitments. And it is not us that we're going to leave the table of the negotiations.
Do you feel that Germany is or isn't on your side at the moment? We had the German finance minister saying today that Germany wants to help Greece, but, and I quote, we are not going to pour money into a bottomless pit.
I respect very much the German Minister of Finance, and I understand the internal political problem that he has. But, you know, there is an overproduction of political statements, more than the ones that we can consume. Every day there is a political statement about what Greece has to do, what Germany will do for Greece, about the default of Greece, about the commitments of Greece. I don't understand why the German minister has every day to make a comment about Greece, comment which creates problems in our internal political life, statements who create problems to the market, and they always bring Greece in the first page, not in a good climate. So I think that it could be much, much better if the negotiation table will be the place where the ministers decide and agree and push each other, and not this public debate, which creates huge problems to our people.
What sort of a mandate do you feel your unity government has at the moment to continue these negotiations, to adopt these austerity measures?
This government has a strong support from the parliament, because it is two-thirds of the parliament who have voted for the new measures. And normally the mandate of the government is up to the end of the agreement and the finalization of the PSI.
And when is that?
Normally in the end of March.
So elections should take place in April.
According to what the parties have agreed, this is the normal date.
And what's your view? Should there be elections in April, or maybe should they be delayed?
According to my personal view, I believe that it would be much better if we could delay the elections in order to stabilize the economy and to implement the measures that we have in place.